As liegt an gol taiach na siar Claire na Gael as babaile am siúis altacha. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And in this bilingual programme, Claire na Gael, you'll hear the English language as Níosú Clashan an Ghilg, and you'll hear the Manx Gaelic, Chinian na Mera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Barachan Durish. Now, in Dorothy Manley's Homely Tales, she makes herself an imaginary male narrator living with his mam and dad in a cottage next door to the Cregeens, with their six brawny sons and a seventh son who's quite the opposite and who gives his nickname to this collection, Fairies Ground. To Jonathan Harker, na lais a liabiega, as te buiach de velabentiasha mina na cadla gin dremel. Deshin ski lug lael yawrach te gennachtan na vele sivinach, ach de liezach e cadla de bei urlu son an leir gain, tashin clashin by an lior leag ristach. We start with Cabestan, a long-established Breton band. They're actually from the northwest, and they sing shanties and sea songs largely in French, although the northwest is the area of Brittany where you associate it with the Breton language. They do occasionally sing in Breton as well. Tashu geistiach rish Radio Vanning, stashu na nashun, viscol ar scaliamach, vaidulish, Alan Vanning.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien, la vieille, il voyait rien. La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien, la vieille, il voyait rien.
Mon père n'avait fille que moi, le vieux, il voyait bien, la vieille, il voyait rien.
Mon père n'avait fille que moi, le vieux, il voyait bien, la vieille, il voyait rien.
Encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien, la vieille, il voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien, la
encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait. Le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Encore sur la mer, il m'envoyait. Le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait, la vieille avait vu que le vieux voyait plus. Mais le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
La vieille avait vu que le vieux voyait plus. Mais le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait, le vieux voyait bien que la vieille voyait rien.
Le marinier qui m'y menait, le vieux voyait bien.
Il devint amoureux de moi, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, elle voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, elle voyait rien.
Il devint amoureux de moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, elle voyait rien.
Il devint amoureux de moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, elle voyait rien.
À chaque fois qu'il me disait, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, elle voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
À chaque fois qu'il me disait, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
À chaque fois qu'il me disait, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La mignonnette embrassait moi, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La mignonnette embrassait moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La mignonnette embrassait moi, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Oh non, monsieur, je n'oserais, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Si mon papa le savait, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Car si mon papa le savait, le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Fille battue, ce serait moi, la vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
La vieille, elle avait vu que le vieux, il voyait plus, mais le vieux, il voyait bien que la vieille, il voyait rien.
Breton band Cabestan singing about Le Vieux, La Vieille. And Cabestan, they take their name from, is just the Breton version of a capstan. In Dorothy Manley's first homely tale, The Chimney Sweep, all is ready for Christmas in the narrator's household, but the chimney's blocked and the fire won't draw. Mam unguardedly mentions it over the fence to Mrs. Grigean, and Mrs. Grigean immediately offers the services of her eldest son, Jonah. He doesn't have brushes and rods, and Mrs. Grigean says he'll do what he always does, put a hen down the chimney. Well, Mam's not having that, and Mrs. Grigean is a bit put out, to be fair, but says that Jonah will think of something else. Well, later that day, Jonah turns up with a ladder and a heavy metal ball on a chain. With its being late of a winter's afternoon, the roof tiles are slippery, and despite Dad's warning to that effect, he goes up, but he slips, needless to say, and he manages to cling on, shouting for the rest of his family to come and help, so out they pour into the garden, all shouting different advice, and in the meantime, he's let go of the metal ball, which teeters on the edge, before crashing down through Dad's cold frame, crushing the Brussels sprouts and the Michaelmas daisies Dad's been nurturing for Christmas. We'll take up with the rest of the story after this. Well, Seorish asked Leorla Jonathan Harker. Nasan me. Hutch me machadlons firnius. Era fev ami dustich ek mina. Van a saisu salyavi. Lesh kummer jay koral senedinek. Dat mi fag in de heishach, son gedegs in a chamber runs dorigus. Via chor lau rawi harish mavil. As nish reni sancharach sechlejem. Hush, ta bech enyach sahalia. Diri mi de kune. As look thou gull herish a chamber, doshel me a doris de mila. Car chow mui, as e shint mach a mattress, for mansha morris na lie, leaden douched. Hrogge lau rawis on tostage, chows durte mor hanish rum, whoosh, back saliafiliat, de mai de lure, be virgin on shore foot na he, canelli foin for gale veg on scow. Ren a cumma eggers a cowra. Gobble color sir be, maso hank me back as dinch me the mina. Renny gosna, as the jarru ren mona jay mungus now the feshachs in Edinburgh classic. Now for the Mona Melodies, which was published in 1820, Charles Barrow arranged melodies noted down here in the island, and I think he paired them with lyrics written by his son John Barrow. Now, Frank Woolley's piano introduces a song sung here by Mandy Griffin.
Oh!
Mandy Griffin and Frank Woolley, and the song based on the traditional melody Machian Winyavin, although the Manx title as given in the 1820 publication was rather mangled. Huggy a raiachan magitamum, as dorchi the meal, oh, buis the jees on denia my donal. Les arsna, renny sinkale back risa de chadla. Tammy scriw sionish, ernon y fel mis y finach, ach, sain daw coreb e'r rish. Yn chyrw le, Gerra Fawr. Cyr delius yn lyf am i dwstych ag mina, y tre sio fy safin maer fai a yn olyw, son fy lia y badran rychyt dyn nhw cymach yn wach gyr dyn nhw onygan, as fan lodda gas gyrish cron sia fe'n y jysg dy holysyd. Gamal ysl, as fan lodda gas gwrs cron, sia fe'n y jysg dy holysyd. Dwi'r rhi rhwm dy sairach, imi, core mer yn olw, tam i gyr i ffag yn y chilirach. Cren fe, frai mi. Ta I am, tam i sy'n dy denki daws yn ni, as henke dy be afi gyn ys emer. Sain de corfo hypnosis mi, rosh y badran, as eish, bin able dy lord, Imi the bew, mas movin, tan tre chit the lea. Hai mi gus an Doris. When fairly seward na liar of atras, as tre honnig a mi renne lima na chiadu. The Cregeans held a conference of sorts at the foot of the ladder, while Jonah, still outstretched upon the slates, exhorted them to hurry. Joshua tried going up behind Jonah and gripping him by the ankles, but this only brought forth fresh cries of anguish. Then, at last, some order emerged. Fairy was sent to fetch a rope, and when it was brought, a weight was tied to one end of it. This time it was Ezekiel who mounted the ladder. With a quick flick of his wrist, that he could only have learned from one of his frequent visits to the bioscope up in Douglas Town, he wrapped the note neatly round the chimney stack. Then, as he held firmly by the end of it, Jonah was able to struggle upright. But the Cregeans hadn't finished with our chimney, not by a long way, not while they had the strength left in them. The ball was retrieved from the ruins of Dad's cold frame and handed up. Jonah braced himself against the guttering, one hand grasping the rope, and charged at the roof again. And there we heard the Cornish musicians who accompanied the dance group Cam Cernuach, who were visitors to Uncruniach in the very early days. And there they were playing music for a dance called the Phoebe. Now, the Phoebe, I think, must have lots of jumping and turning around in it, because the Phoebe, actually, the expression dancing the Phoebe was the sort of, I suppose, twitchy demeanour or the response to receiving some form of corporal punishment. To dance the Phoebe was to react to that sort of corporal punishment. So how that translates into the dance, I'm not entirely sure, but there we are. That's Cam Cernuach and playing music for the dance the Phoebe. Next week. Sjodju stasjon en asjon, Radio Vanning, nesen sjodasju geestjach, rish Claire Nagel, she Robert Kutin Carswell, mish Robert a Carslach mata.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
To Claire Nagel reclash in the shacht and look jiggle her scale your mag and chid her show, your rish golgus in a dega, Radio Vanning, as brew a cramman agart, was a shira enna McClare. To Claire Nagel Marston a podcast and J. Claire and Radio Vanning was regretting nasty in the dega Radio Vanning, yes. Na trude and reicher the podcast jow, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. We heard the loud crack as the gutter spout parted from its stays and sagged crazily across the kitchen window. But Jonah was up at the stack, and the brothers were putting up a cheer. "Hey, missus," Jonah could be heard shouting above the din, "hadn't you better be laying a bit of an owl cloth or something before the fire, lest we get a rush of soot?" But Mam had already taken care of that. Indeed, she'd all but emptied the room in readiness. Down had come the paper chains, the holly, and my big paper bell. For one dramatic moment, Jonah was outlined against the sharp, frosty sky, the great ball suspended from his fist over our chimney pot. Then, to a roar of support from below, he dropped it, and there was a mad stampede for our back door as the rest of the Gugines rushed to retrieve the ball from our hearth. The cries of triumph died away in silence. Stranded on the rooftop, Jonah put his mouth to the chimney pot and shouted down it. Dad looked apprehensively at our mam, and slowly we trailed into the house. "Fel rydyn ach ginnawerw, braia, as im neaga. Chanel, dregar mi, ach, tamina giri fagin yn ferli van Helsing chilirach. Nym gol, dorthe, as rannu sairi stiach o'n siemar yn olw. Gen y 3 munud na san mi, fe van Helsing sy siemar, sy chwyd siemarach ega. As for Mansion Morris is in Charn Godalming, Merish and Fairly Seward, and Gondoris is Corfation. Tre Renan Olu Fagan Mina Munga, Ren Munga Jarawa, Skucha Machen in Ne by a Nethanegger, Renny Rubber Nalawanegger, Chouch Durte, O Ma Venser Mina Veen, Shaw Cochlaid of Fear, Gee, Machara Jonathan, then Venser Mina Veen Ein, Cart Marvi, a Jitback Hoon, a Jitback Dun Jew. Esh looked at Chinde Hook, Durte the Ginnel, as cray tammy the Yunuer the Hun. Son Negan Noor Shaw, Chenelu Giri, me son Veg. Tammy Giriu, the Chor me fo hypnosis, Durte. Jin Shen, Rosh Vadran, Erno de Velmi Genachten, the Vodum Lord. Now, Mary Malloy and I played a tune when we were out caleying one evening, but it wasn't familiar to the others who were present. It's a song about the three flowers, and here it's sung by Richard Haywood.
One time when walking down a lane, as night was drawing nigh, I met a colleen with three flowers, and she more young than I. "Saint Fadrig, bless you, dear," said I, "if you will kindly tell the place where you did find these flowers, I seem to know so well." She took a flower and kissed it once, and softly said to me, "This flower I found in Thomas Street in Dublin Fair," said she. "Its name is Robert Emmet, it's the youngest flower of all, and I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall." She took and kissed the next flower twice, and softly said to me, This flower comes from the Antrim hills outside Belfast, said she. The name I call it is Wolfthorn, the bravest flower of all. And I'll keep it fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. She took and kissed the next flower thrice, and gently said to me, this flower comes from the Wicklow hills, its name is Dwyer, said she. And Emmet, Tone and Dwyer I'll keep, for I do love them all. And I'll keep them fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall. So Emmet, Tone and Dwyer I'll keep, as I do love them all. And I'll keep them fresh beside my breast, though all the world should fall.
Richard Heywood in a recording of Three Flowers from 1938. Possibly Arthur Darley, I thought, because it sounds like the same accordion accompaniment on some of Delia Murphy's recordings, so I wonder if that was him, but it isn't actually given on the recording I've got. The Jaru Tammy Genacht and the Vodum Lot the Ser, Jin Sire, Son Geert and Tre. Gin Fogel ran a Kaurichaji the Heissus Siljavi. As ae jean the shigger ori, gau ae toiach der jinnu caurachan sun ae roi, vai ar skin mullach a king, shis leis dach lau un shell. Ren mean a bleg aersan de shigger rish minint na ghe, chaus fam a chri hin bula gurish or tushimach, son vam I smunion dar au crisis eniach ae gera. Beggan ar beggan, ren a sulian duna, as vein a sai gin lieltas. Hane ach lioris troggl mila a cliw od ach pech ar bi tigl dar awi ffos bio. Ren an olw cawr yn ach eelia harri, as eis ren ei sgwer fai. As dod mi fagan dar aw a fes cwdyd leis bain yn mŵr y dolish. Dosil mina a sŵlion, ach ar awi gyn dy fe a fen chedyn. Vashilia ons na sulianek e rithanach fodd o voi, as aga chore vashian trimsha ashlisach varidn o dus. Through the fast settling clouds of soot, we saw the Grigines and young fairy standing in a solemn circle round our hearth, which was as Mam had left it when she took away the grate and the brass curb, and the shining brass fire tongs that were always laid just so, and never used. Only now soot lay thickly over the stone, and hung in the air, and filled our nostrils. There was no sign of the iron ball, and no trace of a bird's nest. Only in the chimney could be heard a muffled booming as of some remote bugane. Fairy was the first to break the silence in the room. "Where's the old ball, then, old ma'am?" he queried. "By gough, he's gone!" His loving mother fetched him a blow that would have had him straight in the next parish if he hadn't been pressed up against his rock-like brother Joshua. And that was that. The Grigines stole away to retrieve Brother Jonah from the roof, avoiding our eyes as they passed, slipping out silently into the darkening garden. Well, a beautiful song in Welsh now from the foursome Pedair, and this is called Philomela.
Cael i'ch bron fraith mwyach mwyach.
From album Cymraeg of Lwyddin 2023, the Welsh language album of the year 2023, Mae na Olau, that was Pedair and the song Philomela. And Jonah had fixed our chimney all right. Even the sweep, when he came next morning at Mam's urgent beseeching, could only shake his head over it. "Nothing I can do here, lady," he kept saying. "Mason's job she is now for all. That ball is proper wedged. Whole chimney'll need to come down." So Dad spent Christmas Eve fixing up the gutter spout and Mam cleaning up the mess in the front room, and I helped to put back the furniture and the bright brass fender. We put back the paper decorations and the holly too, but they never looked quite the same that year, and my beautiful bell had been squashed out of all recognition. Of course it made a bit of a rift with the Gregeens, and for a day or two no one spoke, but Mam wasn't the sort to keep that up for long, and at Christmas time as well. So old Ma Gregeen was able to have the last word. She drew herself up and looked down at my Mam from her side of the garden fence. "Wasn't I after telling you to let 'em put a hen down?" she said. As a corsos allowed a chor tosted jorin, ren an olu caurach a dow de chor lesh na firelius jach on. Henkad bair na mair, duna a doris nan gul, as for nan shadow e cast na liavach, as gian. Ve gian ren mina faganad. Van cuna brish lesh coreb an helsing, Lord, les sheen injul ray, nach ginach brishes jach e tron os munionek e treve on. Cred tau. Henke freget uns ach niau chusach, hasem, chanelin a derby on fod I sabin goil mor cwy de. Rish cius de vinnid yn fatast it on. Fa mina na sai rin, as van olu na chiadu as e bleg ori de sigar. Scorn bio stingen the firelia tar nennel, when shamer chit the bay na skilia. Gin goil na sulian ega vai edin mina, ren an ferry van helsing caurach a dow the hjarn nisa dolan, ren mi shen, as we gian the rowan lay chi chit orin.
Thank you.
music composed and played by Scottish musician Ross Ainslie, and playing on that too was Hamish Napier. Both Ross Ainslie and Hamish Napier will be here for Anshuniach this year with exquisite fiddle player Duncan Chisholm, so something very much to look forward to in July. Sjón an asjón sjón da jaro radio panin as kartnes sé Claire Nagel vis kolor skelia mach meren pin Robert Cutting Carswell Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ren gaul jörg limasus as vei gian drau solisid rúsach skelia mach a hín trú da chamer. Sin on tullach lor an alu rís. Cred tau nish. Henk a freigert de haaslisach ach leis cereil, mar de beach é de raui cor bunna rydanach. Ta mi a chlásin ní djinn a wimid djinn chureich hedin tre liai na nóten ek uns gier skrú. Sam, de ulju quech tau. Cered tau fagan. Chanadam fagan veg te ulju dorcha. Cered tau chlásin. Dat mi kronige prijs ons korei sorensach en alu. Korei hornsach en alu. Glog en ustje, te gluggerach sja, as de tonnen beg a limme, vod om klaasne der a tjau mui. Esch, tau ons long, wel? Rentschen ol Eugene er a chelia, ons eeb de higgel riddenach en der a jee wain jeelia. Was in goil ha roche smunion. Henk a fregert de tabi. Oh, day. Kirid Elliot how clashen. An fire j dania stampa erm skin, chowds dat rai mageert. And the second story is one which is called The Farmer. Only a short time ago, Fairy Grigine used to amble through the parish, trailing a cloud of memories with him. But it's only now that he's gone I've begun once again to see him and his six brothers and myself as we were in those far-off days when we were lads. By the time I'd won myself a scholarship to the grammar school in the town, the big boys were already out and earning. Fairy, when his time came, was considered too delicate for work and took to wandering the length and breadth of the island and, as some folks would have it, bowing to the trees. And now I remember Joshua and the way he set himself up. A canny lad was Joss, as he was known by this time. Powerful, too. Schooling finished for him at 14. And he was scooped up at once by Charlie Willie, who reckoned to have a great bargain in such a strong, hefty lad at 6 shillings a week. Charlie Willie was a farmer, although his farming was always something of a joke around these parts. A song now by Gérard Jaffré, from the northwest of Brittany. He was from Saint-Paul-de-Léon. He sings, though, as rather like Cabestan, again from the northwest, but he sings mainly in French as well, although this song of his has the Breton language title Qu'en Naveau.
Bien souvent, dans ces pays du Nord, je l'ai au gris de leur décor. Mais ils m'ont tant donné, si bien reçu chez eux, j'ai jamais pu leur dire adieu. Et puis ces filles de Flandre qui m'ont appris l'amour, ça valait bien un petit détour. Au moment de partir, je leur ai laissé ces mots, qu'on dit de Brest à Saint-Malo. Chez moi, Qu'en-Naveau, on se reverra. Qu'en-Naveau, comment oublier ça? Qu'en-Naveau, je repasserai par là. Qu'en-Naveau, chaud bien souvent dans ces pays du sud. J'ai brûlé sous leur latitude. Si j'aime le soleil, sachez également, j'aime bien sentir d'où vient le vent. J'ai appris le respect, j'ai appris l'amitié, pris des leçons de tolérance. Ce n'est pas dire adieu que de dire ces mots qu'on dit de Nantes à Concarneau. Qu'élabo, comme on dit chez moi, qu'élabo, on se reverra. Qu'élabo, comment oublier ça, qu'élabo, je repasserai par là. S'arrêtera un jour, je poserai mon sac pour toujours, auprès d'une bergère ou d'une fille de joie, une fille qui voudra bien de moi. Je promettrai d'être sage, de ne plus m'envoler, de regarder le temps passer, à moins d'une envie folle de lui lancer ces mots qu'on dit de l'Orient à Landerneau. Chez moi, Guénavo, on se reverra. Guénavo, comment oublier ça? Guénavo, je passerai par là. Guénavo, comme on dit chez moi. Guénavo, on se reverra. Guénavo, comment oublier ça? Guénavo, je passerai par là.
Gérard Jaffray bidding Kenavo, quite a jaunty farewell in that case, as he sails out of Saint Malo. At least they mention Saint Malo in the song, so I'm presuming that's it. Saint Malo is rather further east than Gérard Jaffray's home turf in the Broléon in Finistère. The farm was pretty enough in the spring when the daffs were blowing thickly along the two-wheeled track, or of an autumn evening when, with the corn stooked in the big field and the rooks cawing high in the tall elms behind the house. But go closer, cross the field, or walk up the track, and you'd find the muddle right enough. Harrow and plough and harness tack left about in heaps to rust and rot between one job and the next. Mangy cats prowling between picking hens. And the pigsty, you could smell that from fields away. There was a front door of the farmhouse, of course, but that was only open for the quailtach in the early hours of New Year's Day. If you had business with Charlie Willie at any other time of the year, you picked your way through the sea of muck that was Charlie Willie's farmyard. For Charlie Willie's cows found their ways home of an evening and stood about in the yard waiting for Charlie's daughter Alice to let them into their stalls for milking. Joss was a great boon to Alice. Tan gister ni on jay gaula, as an erd chlinkerach housed a del casti a tachrish tushim stiachs a rakin. Cered tau jinnu. Tammy gin lealtis, oh, huish gin lealtis, te gurish bes. Ren an chore lyair sul gus enel daun je peach vis na chadla, as ren the sulian va forslit dunurish. Lyorish an tre shov an green an niri, as vashinilu for halsha len a lay. Hug an fairly van helsing a lawan gilchen mina, as ren e corakion the lie de meal a chlushak eg. Vin a lie gurish percher, when a chadler is shallid na re, as esh, lesh arsna lyour, renny duster, as renny blacker, as yindisori, fagin shinulu mugitamoi. She, Rami Lord, house from me, my chadler, ulu vida re. Achwejin, the rawi tickle a stayed, gin shen guller inchji, ged rawi gin, the red macht na beer an inch done. Hai yn olw trwyd yn chylwrt ys rys ys dŵr di. Eish, na fel sialage dy be caltain. Well, now, singing and playing her harp rather than winning titles at racewalking, this is Erica Kelly and her song Better I Try, with Malcolm Stitt on guitar and Joshua Rumble on bass. Was one of the versions of Erica Kelly singing one of her songs, Better I Try. Joshua Rumble, who played the bass, is also a recording engineer, and he made a radio edit version of the song as well, which has got more. Well, that was quite beaty, wasn't it? I was going to say more beat about it, but no, that perhaps. Anyway, we might play the radio edit sometime as well. For the Novelli Force Rohan Mach. Gau Manche Morris is in Charn Godal, Ming Toyach de Holgus a Doris. Ach ren cwr eich hiwn yn olw cwr e mor o dychyd bag. Jyn siw tanach dyn mychyrdyn, fan lwng sien, bol ar bi fe, trogl yn agr chawds fi lord. Da imedil yn trogl yn agr ag y tre ton ond sy ffyrt lwn yn iawch y mŵr, creid iaw fel siw sira. Alice must have been all of 20 years when he went up there as a lad. A plain girl, big and awkward, with an ungainly way of jerking her head forward when she talked, like one of her own Buff Orpingtons, and of kicking her heels up behind her as she ran, like Daisy, when she led the rest of the herd out to pasture. Well, there'll be more from Dorothy Manley's story about the farmer next time. Ach, the jarrow to fame I nish er furchten er an achir, nish a shing and chit gus jerran clare. Well, Chris Pearson brings you the best in chill-out music for you from 7 till 9, and then at 9 o'clock, Judith Leigh will be here with Sundown. Richard David James, better known as Aphex Twin, has a piece he calls Jinwethek Ilau. Grammatically, it actually ought to be Ilau Jinwethek. Ilau is the word in the Cornish language for music, and Jinwethek is mechanical, machine-made. So we have Aphex Twin, brought up in Lanna in Cornwall, making music on an electronic machine. A shenanish, and so until the next time then, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eivai Macrieriu, as Orserlie, as my Yerian shared you, will you?